Now that we have some understanding of Azure functions and what purpose they solve, let's dive into a quick demonstration on how to deploy and test an Azure function. For the purpose of this demonstration, we will use Azure Portal to deploy a C-sharp-based Azure function. We'll build a simple HTTP trigger that accepts an integer either in the query string parameter or in the posted request body and then returns the square of the number passed in. So if we pass 4 in the request body, we should get 16 as a response. All right, to begin, let's log into our Azure portal with my MSA or the Microsoft account. Azure functions are a part of the Azure Compute Services. So let's click on New, and under Compute, let's scroll down to select Azure Function App. Let's call this return square and leave the subscription to the one I have as a part of my MSDN subscription. We will create a new resource group and use the same name as that of our function app. For the hosting plan, let's choose the pay-as-you-go or the consumption plan. I stay in Melbourne, Victoria, so I'll choose the Australian Southeast as my location. For the storage account, which will be a part of the Return Square resource group, we'll give it the name of the Return Square Store Account 01. Leaving the application insights turned off, we will click on Create to initiate the deployment of a function app. Alright, the function app has been deployed, and right now it is just an empty container with no functions in it. So let's click on the plus icon next to functions to add our first function. Notice that we have three options: webhook API, timer, and data processing. For the purpose of this demonstration, we are interested in the webhook API. Since this is a C# and a .NET based course, we will obviously choose C#, and to be honest, C# is my favorite programming language. When you click on Create, it will open up the run.csx in the inbuilt code editor. Let's take a deeper look at the code. This is a C# script and contains one asynchronous method that accepts two arguments, an HTTP request and a logger object. The tracewriter can be used to log meaningful information to the log stream, which can be viewed in the console and is saved as a blob in the storage account. We begin by logging a message that C# HTTP trigger function processed a request. Next, we check if either the query string or the request body contains the name key. If there is a name key, we return hello and the value of the name with an HTTP status code of 200 OK. Else, we will simply send an HTTP bad request with the error message to pass on a name and the query string in the request body. Let us test this function by clicking on the test tab. We will post a request body with the name as Azure and then click on Run. The function executes and bada bing bada bong, we get Hello Azure as a response. Also notice in the logs panel that the statement we passed to the tracewriter's info method is printed as well. Now let's tweak the code to return the square of an integer. First, let's capture the value of the integer by storing it as a number either from the query string or from the request body. Because the number is stored as a string and we need an integer, let's use the tryPass method of the int class and store the conversion result into a variable, let's say result, and the conversion status of either true or false into a variable called output. Using the value stored in the output, we can return a successful response, which is the result multiplied by result if the conversion was true, else bad response if the conversion was false. Let's save our code changes and run the tests again. But this time, in the request body, pass a number with the value of, let's say, 10. Awesome! We get the output as 100. Sweet! Let's try the function now by passing a query string parameter of number and value of, let's say, 30. To do so, I will copy the function URL and then append the URL with a query string of number and value as 30. Perfect! We get the response back as 900. Let's try this again, but this time using Windows PowerShell. I'll use the invoke rest method commandlet and pass the request body as a hash table and the method as post. Now, would you take a look at that? Isn't that awesome? So to summarize, we deployed an Azure function app based on the HTTP trigger template and modified the code to return the square of the number. We were able to log information to the log stream using the tracewriter's info method and also test the function using the test panel. In the next video, I want to dig a bit deeper and show you the behind-the-scenes view of how Microsoft Azure Functions work. Thank you for watching.